Discovery's balance sheet is not as healthy as it once was. The unfolding economic impact of COVID-19 has battered the group's annual earnings. Full-year profit has plummeted 97%, while headline earnings per share plunged 94%. And while the group says its local business demonstrated some resilience, it's still bulking up by investing heavily in new business opportunities like Discovery Bank. Discovery SA's CEO Hilton Kellner joins us now with greater perspective. Thanks so much, Hilton, for your time this evening. So as expected, we've seen earnings plummet as the economic impact of COVID-19 dealt its blow to operations, and with Discovery having to set aside 3.4 billion rand to cater to what's potentially still to come. What are some of the key metrics you're inputting into your models right now as you make these provisions?
Well, good evening, and thanks for having me. From an operational perspective, the business has actually been incredibly resilient and performed very well over the period. Operating profit was actually up 9% year on year. But as you say, we've been incredibly prudent in the way that we've approached COVID. We've set up a provision or reserve of 3.4 billion rand for what we expect will be long-term claims that start to emerge as a result of COVID over the next 18 months or so. And we made provision fully for that in these results, and we believe that's quite prudent. So from operational perspective, the business performed really, really well. We've taken prudent steps from a COVID perspective, and the capital, liquidity, solvency, and financial strength of the company across the board. So complex year. But incredibly resilient.
Hilton, talk us through what you're currently seeing in terms of claims and policy lapses. Because on the one hand, you've got COVID-19 cases seemingly abating. On the other hand, consumers getting deeper entrenched into this economic rut.
So we've set up an incredibly large but prudent reserve of 3.4 billion rand for a combination of both life insurance claims and the economic effects of COVID that we anticipate to sort of emerge over the next year or two. So from a life insurance perspective, we've only utilized about 13% of the claims provision thus far. We do expect that to increase time, the projections around a second wave and what that could entail, but we've been fairly conservative in terms of our approach. In terms of the economic effects, which obviously are also a concern and something we provided for significantly, that will emerge, we think, over the next 18 months or so as well. But there we haven't seen the effects just yet, but we obviously are watching it very closely.
Yeah, you highlight your operational resilience, a full year core new business up 5%. When it comes to the quality of that new business you're writing, what's the status on that, and how are you now pricing in risk on your books?
So the new business has been strong across the board. As you say, the overall new business is up 5%, and that's really a contribution from all parts of our business. And particularly coming into the COVID period, the business had performed exceptionally well. So that positioned us strongly, notwithstanding the last quarter being incredibly challenging. We've seen growth in our core life insurance business. And there we've been particularly focused on writing quality business, so cognizant of the COVID. But at the same time, we also are seeing that COVID is being managed incredibly well in our hospitals and by our healthcare professionals. So we're quite confident in that. We've seen incredible growth in our international businesses, in Ping An Health in China in particular, very, very strong organic growth, as well as continued growth in Discovery Health Medical Scheme and Discovery Insure. And then incredibly exciting for us, Discovery Bank is really getting traction in the local market.
Yeah, let's get to that, because what you've outlined thus far, Hilton, has been the story across the financial services space. What seems to have taken the market aback is the extent to which you're continuing to spend amidst it all. Discovery spent 2.2 billion rand on new initiatives, and that despite the 94% full year profit fall that we've seen. Shareholders suddenly nervous about how much is being ploughed into the bank in particular. What are you saying to calm shareholders? The nerves right now?
So I think the bank's progression is actually playing out exactly according to plan. The capital plan that we laid out at the start of the bank is being adhered to incredibly conservatively and in a very disciplined way. So the bank is actually making progress exactly in line with its plan. That represents the biggest single investment of the group at startups as well, which we're seeing emerge. Over the course of the period, this was probably the biggest investment that we made into startups in the history of the business at 2.2 billion rand. But from our perspective, they all are progressing according to plan, notwithstanding the complexity of the environment, and in particular the bank, which has now completed the full migration of its card base, of the old Discovery card base. And we now have over nearly 500,000 account holders in Discovery Bank.
So how soon, Hilton, before you start reaping the returns on that investment?
So we've always said that the bank would be a multi-year process, we want to achieve around about 5 to 10% market share overall, and we're tracking according to plan. So the bank itself has now got nearly 4 billion rand in deposits, fully on credit book. And the quality of that book is really quite exceptional.
Yeah, this line is a little bit jittery this evening, Hilton, but of course, as you've highlighted, you've got 489,000 accounts, retail deposits exceeding your loan book. How much of a shift are you anticipating? You know, because that would start to compromise capital strength that you now are able to boast.
So the we've been very, very conservative in capitalizing the bank and the liquidity position of the organization as a whole. So we're very, very confident that the bank can continue to be funded on the current basis and continue to grow as we planned.
Yeah. Looking at that loan book, arrears 60% lower than market arrears. How are you managing that? Or does it boil down to, low base effect tied in with a very specific high quality customer base?
I think it's definitely the latter. You know, we've got a very, very high quality base that cuts across the Discovery product lines, and the Discovery Bank client we focused on is a high quality client, and we're seeing that come through a very, very good sort of credit book and credit result under probably the most trying circumstances that we've seen. So it positions us just very, very well as we sort of go forward and grow the book off the space.
Before I let you go, in a low interest rate environment, how much lower can you go, as far as interest rates are concerned, as an incentive to grow your lending book, even if customer behavior is excellent? Surely there's a limit to that incentive in a climate like this.
So I think one of the things that we have seen is the traction of our Vitality Money product, which basically allows the best clients to derive and in a real-time basis dynamically get the best interest rate. So it sort of correlates precisely the quality of the client with the interest rate that they get, and that enables us actually to track to the lowest lending rate in the market, but also the best savings rates for the best clients as well. So it's sort of that combination of the two that's playing out really, really well, and that's what's really attracting, I think, this sort of exceptionally good quality base.
Of course, we'll be keeping an eye on that growth as and when it comes through. Hilton, for now, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Hilton Kellner, CEO of Discovery SA.